Unit 16. Language and Communication. Activity 6. Description 1.
This means of communication, sometimes called optical telegraphy or semaphore, was used at the end of the 18th and the beginning of the 19th centuries. The system conveyed information by means of visual signals, using towers with blades or paddles on the top that moved and could change position. Information was encoded by the position of the blades and was read when they were in a fixed position.
Description 2.
Another kind of semaphore was the smoke signalling system. Here, the information was encoded in the shape and number of clouds of smoke released by the sender. This kind of communication was used especially by the Native Americans to convey their messages over long distances.
Description 3.
This means of human communication was created for people who cannot hear or speak. It uses visually conveyed sign patterns to convey meaning instead of acoustically conveyed sound patterns. Groups of deaf people have used sign languages throughout history. One of the earliest records of sign language occurred in the 5th century BC in one of Plato's works. In 2nd century Judea, deaf people held conversations by means of gestures. The first modern method of oral education was set out by a Spaniard in 1620. In the 18th century, Charles-Michel de Lepe created the instructional method of signs that is still in use in France and North America today. Other sign language methods have developed around schools for deaf students, and there is even a university for deaf people called Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., which is unique in the world.
Description 4.
Undoubtedly the most widespread means of communication among teenagers today. It uses a shortened form of language and lots of abbreviations, often unintelligible to those who do not use it. Text messages and other forms of messages, like pictures and video messages, are coded and sent via a mobile phone or a laptop or tablet computer in just seconds. It seems that young people are texting more and more and writing letters or using face-to-face communication less and less.